Okay, good morning. Welcome back to our Shabbos Kodesh class learning. We are, like Zava said, in the Soul Sisters yesterday, I think. It's the first Shabbos of the year, so it's Shabbos Shuvah, and it is the first Shabbos of the year. So it's a very opportune time to be enhancing our Shmira Shabbos Be'ezus Hashem. I want to actually begin with an interesting thought that if you subscribe to my Dvar Torah post, you may have seen it 2 weeks ago, but we're going to repeat it again. And I never realized how intrinsically the concept of Shabbos is related to the concept of Teshuvah. It's something that I never really considered. The parasha says in Nitzavim, which is the parasha that always precedes Rosh Hashanah. There are many reasons why it always precedes Rosh Hashanah. We're not going to go through it, the whole thing in depth right now. But it's very interesting, the parasha that we read last week, Parak Lamed of Devarim. So the root word of the word Teshuvah, the root letters of the word Teshuvah, is used repeatedly throughout Pasuk Lamed. For example, I'll just read you the first three Pesukim, Bli Nidar. It'll be when these things come upon you, the Brach on the Kala, like we had in Har Guzim and Har Eva last week that I put before you, V'hashevosa el Levavecha. There you go, you have the first appearance of the root word, that Shin Beis, V'hashevosa el Levavecha, amongst all the nations where God placed you, V'shavta ad Hashem Elokecha. You could see why this parasha would precede Rosh Hashanah, V'shavta ad Hashem Elokecha, you should turn unto Hashem your God. You will do teshuva in your heart. You'll listen to his voice like everything that I command you, you and your sons, with all your heart, with all your soul. Third pasuk, third uses of the word Shin Beis. Vishav Hashem Elokecha, Shavuzcha v'richamecha. So in the first three psukim, you have the usage of this root word, Shin Beis, four times. Three psukim, four times. And it continues. Here we go again. Vishav v'kibetzcha mikol amim. Once again, over and over. We have the usage of Shin Beis. So it's very interesting. What exactly does this root form? What exactly does this mean? What does Teshuvah mean? Coming up to what we call Shabbos Shuvah. Is it the Shabbos of return? Shabbos Shuvah. Is it the Shabbos of repentance? Shabbos Teshuvah. Shav means, has a number of different applications. And Lashon HaKodesh is so fascinating because when a root means different words, they're all really connected. So first of all, it means to return. Ani shava habaita. I am returning to the house. I am returning unto God. V'shavta ad Hashem Elokecha. It also means repent. That makes a lot of sense, to return and to repent. If you return unto God, you return unto God in repentance. Based on this, the Haftorah in this week's parasha, Shuvah Yisrael ad Hashem Elokecha ki kashalta abvenecha, which is why the whole Shabbos is called Shabbos Shuvah. It's not just that we're in the Aseres Yemei Teshuvah. It's between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, and it is the first Shabbos of the year, but it's a Shabbos where we embark on a campaign, really, of introspection, of self-reflection, and teshuva. So it means to return, it means to repent, it means to have a seat, lashev. We are sitting, yoshvim po, yoshvo po. So to sit, shifti b'veis Hashem, acha shalti, we all said kapitul chav zayin this morning after davening, shifti b'veis Hashem, kol yemei chaya, ilach zos b'nom, Hashem l'vaka b'echalo. I want one thing, said King David. What do I want? To have a seat in the house of God. If you want a seat in the house of God, you have to return to the house of God through teshuva, and then you will be granted a seat in the house of God. It also means captivity, as in Paraglamid Pasuk Gimel, captivity. So this is very interesting. V'shav Hashem Elokecha Shavuzcha, God will return your captivity. A sinner is captive. Who is he captive to? Is Yetzer Hara. To free yourself through teshuva means you free yourself through the process of repentance from your captivity. Isn't it amazing? You know, in English, sit means sit. Return and repentance means one thing. Captivity means something else. In Lashon HaKodesh, they're all connected. Someone pointed out in my Flatbush class the week of Nitzavim something very interesting. She said it also forms the root of the word Yishuv Hada'as, to have tranquility of the mind, rest of the mind when you repent. A sinner's in turmoil. Not only are you in captivity, but you're in constant turmoil because the neshama doesn't really want to be sinning. The neshama of the Jew is really pure. There's a pure essence that does not want to sin, and you feel your sense in a sense of, you feel yourself in a sense of turmoil. Even while you're sinning, you're unhappy to be sinning. So Yishuv Hada'as, through the process of return, Shav, through Teshuvah, having a seat in the house of God, you free yourself from captivity and you grant yourself a sense of Yishuv Hada'as. One more before I take comments. So I saw something brought down in Aleinu Shebech Rav Yitzchak Zilberstein Shlita, so Gadol and a Posek in Bnei Brak, his father-in-law was Rav Yosef Shalom Al-Yashuv Zatzal. So he points at something very interesting. On the words, Vishavta ad Hashem Elokecha, Vishamata Bakolo. So think of the word, I know you don't have a Chumash in front of you, but Vishavta, and what word do you have there? Vav, and then what's the next three letters? What do they spell? Shabbos. So he quotes the Chida. The Chida was the Chacham Yosef Chaim. He died in 1909 in Baghdad. And the Chida notes that without, here we go, ready? Quote, I'm quoting from Zilberstein, who quotes the Chida. Vishavta is the word Shabbos to teach us that a person cannot do complete teshuvah until it becomes more meticulous in a Shabbos observance. That's a quote from Aleinu Lishabech on that parsha. So I thought how relevant for our learning. Here we are, when did we start this class? In Elul. And why are we all here? Why are you taking the time on a Friday morning to come here? Because we want to enhance and increase our performance and observance, our dveikus and our love for Shabbos. I'm quoting Mamish. The Chida says, "Vishavta al Hashem Elokecha," has the word clearly Shabbos. The Sefer Torah itself does not have nekudos. If you look in the Sefer Torah at that word, it's vav and then Shabbos. It means and Shabbos. That quote, a person cannot do complete teshuvah unless he becomes more meticulous in his Shabbos observance. And the Ben Ish Chai of Zilberstein then quotes the Ben Ish Chai, who relates the following story. A widower, a man who was widowed, married a widow. Each one brought a child into the marriage. He brought a son into the marriage, and she brought a daughter into the marriage. Several weeks after the wedding, the new husband begins to suspect that the new wife is taking money and giving it to her child. And the wife suspects the same thing. He's taking money and giving it to his child. So the two came to the Ben Ish Chai for advice, and the Ben Ish Chai said he has a good idea. Marry the children off to each other. Then you'll give them the money, and it's no problem. The couple agreed. The children were married. They no longer suspected each other, and the love and the friendship grew. I'm still quoting from Zilberstein and Leinu Lishabech. So the Ben Ish Chai, interestingly, used this story to explain the concept of Shabbat Shalom. What does Shabbat Shalom really mean? When we say Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat Shalom, what are we really saying? Shalom is from the word Shlemus, completion. What does it mean that Shabbos completes us? Shabbat Shalom doesn't just mean you should have a Shabbos of peace. It means you should have a sense of completion or Shlemus. What connection is there between Shabbos and Shalom? So the answer the Ben Ish Chai said is found in this story. During the week, people are unhappy because their two inclinations are in constant struggle. You have the needs of the Ruchnias. Your Ruchnias has needs, and your Gashmis also has needs. The Neshama wants one thing. The Yetzer HaTov, the good inclination, pulls you in one direction towards the base Medrash, but the body and the Yetzer Hara pull you towards the temptations of this physical world. And it is impossible to satisfy both inclinations because their needs and their desires and their pulls are in such different directions. There is a terrible struggle, says Rav Zilberstein, between Kodesh and Chol, holy and profane, Tuma and Tahara, Tara and Tuma. When Shabbos arrives, the needs of the body are pulling towards mitzvos and avodas Hashem. The mitzvos of the day are to enjoy the food, to wear nice clothing, to make the gashmias into ruchnias. And therefore, on this day, the needs of both your gashmiastic and your ruchnistic needs are a synthesis between them. And that's Shabbat Shalom. That's Shabbat Shalom. And there is no paradox between the needs of your guf and the needs of your neshama. Even our physical actions, right, Swim Zilberstein, are rooted in holiness. Everything that we do on Shabbos, we spoke about Big Day Shabbos two classes ago, I believe, and we will speak about the Shabbos Seudas. Both the body and the soul delight simultaneously. In this way, Shabbos causes peace and completion to reign between a person's two inclinations. And that's the meaning of Shabbat Shalom. So let the son marry the daughter, and then there won't be any mechlokas. Let your Yetzer Hara and your Yetzer Hatov work in tandem to bring a sense of shlemus to your ruchnis and your gashmis dik needs. Furthermore, I'm quoting from Rav Shimshon Pinchas on the days of awe, Elul and Rosh Hashanah. So this is Rav Shimshon Pinchas, not on Shabbos, which is the sefer we're learning, but his commentary to Elul and the Yamim No Ra'im. And he says one speech on Shabbos should not be like his speech on weekday. So we spoke about your dress should not be like your dress of weekday. Rav Pinchas brings a different halachas, which your speech should not be like your weekday speech. It's forbidden to say, I will perform such and such work tomorrow. I will buy such and such merchandise tomorrow. It's forbidden to engage in excessive talk. That's quoting from the Shulchan Aruch Chaim. So, you know, that's like, how do we get out of that? We say, Nish Shabbos Karet, but. And I was listening to a shiur, Rabbi Leff. Someone sent me a shiur from Turning Time, Rabbi Leff. So on my way back from Flatbush this week, I listened to it. And he said a couple of brilliant nakudas, but one thing that he said relates to what I just said, Nish Shabbos Karet, but. Then you say, what are you going to do? But really, it's Usher. So he said, the Rambam writes, the minimum requirement that a person needs for vidui is three words. Aval anachnu chatanu. Aval anachnu chatanu. That's not what we do. Don't go stop saying if you do that's in your machzor. You need to say it through all your tefillos. But that's the minimum requirement, right, Sarama? So Rabbi Leff said something brilliant. He said, the whole year we say the same three words. but we change the order. The whole year we say, Anachnu chatanu, aval. So tremendous. We're, like Rav Soloveitchik says, we're malamid zchus upon ourselves while we're confessing. We bosh all my sin, but memela says Rav Dagas harparnasa, and I was tired of my yetzer hara. We exonerate ourselves while we're sinning. We're malamid, in the washing of the Rav, we're malamid zchus upon ourselves. The Rav says, that's not vidui, that's not confession, it's worthless. Stand for the boshom like you are. So Rabbi Lev said, such a psha. Oh, it's unbelievable. The whole year we say, Anachnu chatanu aval. And then we give the reasons why I said, she was so rude to me. I had to speak lashon hara. I was late. I couldn't light bizman. I didn't have time to bench from the bench or whatever the added. What's the whole godless of true confession during these days? Aval, get rid of the aval. Anachnu chatanu. Beferish, ribono sha'olam, without excuses, without being malamid zchus upon myself. I sinned. Just stand before God as you are. So I'm relating it to this idea that your speech on Shabbos should not be like the speech on weekdays. So maybe I should be working on, you can't not saying this Shabbos grat aval. No, this Shabbos grat means this Shabbos grat. Rabbi Shimshon Pinkas further notes, I'm still quoting from Moedei Hashanah, the days of awe, Alon Rosh Hashanah. What is left to do the whole Shabbos day? Shabbos is what the name implies, Shavisa, cessation. So it's not just related to teshuvah, v'shavta l'shem elokecha, it's also related to cease from everyday life. What's the point of Shabbos, says Rav Pinkas? To live for 24 hours with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. People unfamiliar with the Torah life think keeping Shabbos is so difficult. How can you possibly disconnect for 24 hours from the phone, the radio, the car? They feel as if they were put into handcuffs. How is such a thing possible? And we know it's not really 24 hours, it's a little bit more than 24 hours. There are those amongst us who find it hard to refrain from a weekday talk. How can you go through a whole day, a whole 24 hours without a mundane affair talk? How can you live with just Hashem alone? Says Rav Pinkas, this is Mesiras Nefesh. On our level, okay, so we don't feel a struggle to drive in the car and to check the online website and to go shopping on Amazon, but it is a struggle for us in different ways. And he says, that's Mesiras Nefesh. He's talking here to Torah observant Jews. It's a change in one's form of life. And that is how we can enhance our Shabbos. So I just want to tell you something amazing, and then we'll go into the Sefer. Where I hope, even though this is what our third class, I hope everyone has seen some sort of change in their observance of Shabbos. So after the first class, I mentioned the concept of taking Shabbos early upon ourselves, and I quoted Rabbitson Kolodetsky, and we went through the sandwich to take Shabbos early, and I said it's always a challenge for me. So someone who listened online, you should know that people beyond the confines of this room benefit. If you miss class, you can catch the shiur online. So she reached out to me. Some of you may know her, Shoshana Lauren. She lives right here. So she said, you know what I do to take Shabbos early upon myself? Because I mentioned the shiur, it's always hard for me to take Shabbos early. She said, whatever time candlelighting is, I tell myself on Thursday it's 10 minutes earlier. So I know in my head, I don't have till 6:37, I have till 6:27. And I tell myself for the next hour, 6:27. So I said, so thank you so much, but I have so many things to work on, I'm not working on this yet. So she said, oh, it sounded like from the shiur, that it's something you want to work on. So it was in my head. So the next week, that Shabbos, so I texted her, I said, Shabbos for me is at 6:15. She says, that's 20 minutes. You don't need to do 20 minutes. So I said, I'm giving myself time to be late. I tell myself, 20 minutes, then I know I have time to be late. And I want you to know, it was unbelievable. Because I had that story of Rav Shai Shechter in my mind, which, by the way, Rav Shimshon Pinkas is going to quote on the next page. Okay? The mashal that Rav Shai tells over is mamash on the next page. That the mashal that we told in the first class, that the parents come, and no one's ready. They're waiting. No one's at the train station. No one's greeting them. There's no balloons. This one's shaving. That one's putting on makeup. This one's checking the meatballs. The parents are waiting outside. I sat down on the couch with Tehillim, and I lit candles 10 minutes in advance. It was unbelievable. I thought, I am waiting for Shabbos. Shabbos is not waiting for me. So Baruch Hashem, since then, there have been 3 Hadlakas Neiros, 1 Shabbos, 2 Shabbos, and then Rosh Hashanah. So I wasn't always 10 minutes early. The latest I was 4 minutes early. I was still always early than the Zman. So the Zman is 18 minutes early, but it was an unbelievable super. So I have tremendous Hakadosh Baruch Hu to her. She said, I thought you were working on it. I said, no. Why don't you put the idea in my mind? And it's a nice way you're going to see in the learning that we do have a concept of Tosefta Shabbos. So what's the point? If you're already lighting early, call Kavod. If you're not saying the Shabbos Grebat, then call Kavod. Everyone needs in some way to enhance our observance of Shabbos. That's what we're trying to do here, our appreciation for Shabbos, our love for Shabbos. And we now have a source from the Chida, as quoted by Yitzchak Zilberstein, V'shavta al Hashem Elkecha v'shamata b'kol, O Perek Lamed of Devarim, Pasuk Gimel, that one cannot do complete teshuva without enhancing his performance and his observance of Shabbos. So something very, very important to keep in mind. You're waiting to say something. One second, I'm just going to make a shahako. Please, Baruch Atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam, Shahako
Le'Yavad Varo. Amen. Mm-hmm. No, I liked what that person in Flapper said, you know, about the connection to Yishuv Hadas, about how, like, sinning, like, it, we have this struggle, we're, like, in turmoil, right, in Yishuv Hadas, right, you're connected to this Yishuv Hadas. So I'm just saying, like, I think Shabbos represents that also, especially, you know, now Shabbos Shuva, like, we are in this turmoil during the week, doing tshuva, you know, but like Shabbos represents that Yishuv Hadas. Shabbos represents that calm, that serenity. Shabbos represents that, you know, Shabbos Malka, Hashem loves us. This is a gift.
The Yishuv Hadas is successful not only through Teshuva but also through Shabbos. Very nice. Al kein Baruch Hashem es Yom HaShabbos VaYekadeshehu. So it's Shorashim are unbelievable. And you see how it's something that we can access every week. And you're right, the process of Teshuva and is. And Chashmona Nefesh does lead to a sense of turmoil.
Right, because the calm serenity of every week. It's like the turmoil of the week, and it's the calm serenity of Shabbos. And like
nice.
This week especially, it's that turmoil.
Brings us to tranquility. So. Beautiful. Yes, someone here was saying something? Okay, so with that as our introduction, so I hope we have everyone practically, whatever we're working on in our Nyanim of Teshuvah, we do have to make sure that one Nukuda is about Shabbos. Okay, so whatever it is for you. So I didn't check candle. What time is candlelighting today? No, it's earlier than 6:35. Does anyone know?
6:15.
What? Okay, so for me, what time? 6:10? No, it's not. Is it really? 14. So for me, it's 5:54, which gives me time to be late. Let's go. We are on page 9. Okay, so we spoke about the lessons from the Brisker Rav. We did the top of page 9 in depth. They shall wash their garments. We looked at Parshas Yisro based on Perek Yotes of Shemos. They shall wash their garments. They shall be ready for the third day, the sense of preparation. Moshe brought the people out to greet God. The Kabbalists would go in Sfas out to the fields to greet the Shekhinah. These three halachos, so I'm starting after the third, first Nekudos on the page. These three halachos, says the Brisker Rav, apply to Kabbalah Shabbos as well. Okay. The first is to don nice clothing. Now, Shem Pinkus is going to expand upon that. And he says something interesting. It's interesting that we're women learning together because he's going to actually specifically now speak to us. Okay. The first is to don nice clothing. Men observe this halacha pretty well because they are usually dressed in their Shabbos clothing when Shabbos arrives. Because after a shower, what do they put on? Sometimes the boys will take a shower, the younger ones, you know, it's still 2 hours before Shabbos, and they say, what should I put on? You know, you're in that time and I'm not ready to put on mikdash clothing. I'm not ready to put on Shabbos. What should I put on? So invariably, the men observe this halacha pretty well because why? By the time Shabbos comes, what are they automatically wearing? They're all leaving to Shalom. What are they wearing? They're wearing Shabbos clothing, but it is important, and here he's talking to us, for a woman to know about this halacha as well. Often, a woman is still dressed in her simple weekday robe, so I don't think we're dressed in a weekday robe, but whatever it is you're dressed in, maybe a cap, and maybe a jean skirt, or maybe whatever it is. Often, a woman is still dressed in a simple weekday robe when she lights the Shabbos candles. However, the reality is, by the time Shabbos begins, you should, he italicizes, already be wearing our finest clothing. It's not appropriate, he's saying. It's not the halacha, actually, not appropriate. It's not the halacha. So maybe if somebody is not on this level, then this is maybe that something that someone could take upon themselves for their repentance, return, free themselves from captivity, although Shorashim, to enhance Shabbos. Often a woman is still dressed in her weekday clothing. By the time Shabbos begins, that is not correct. We should already be wearing, and again, I'm not telling anyone anything, we're reading with Pinkas. We should already be wearing our finest clothing. We shouldn't put them on just for the meal. Because at the time of candlelighting, the Shekhinah is right. That's when your parents are knocking on the door. And you're going to see where Pinkas himself quotes that very mashal. That's when your parents are already at the door. You don't start getting ready for the visitors after and make them wait outside. It's not, you're not getting dressed for the meal. You're getting dressed for Shabbos. So if I'm getting dressed for Shabbos, I need to be ready when Shabbos comes. And I think that this is also a very important teaching, not only for ourselves, but also if it's relevant for our, if it's relevant for you, for our daughters, because children learn very much, not so much from what we say, or grandchildren if they're visiting you, not so much from what we say, but much more from how we act and what we do. And it's very interesting. I remember reading, it was last year, it was last year in Mishpacha. You'll often hear me quote from Mishpacha Meshi'erim. Talk about Oneg Shabbos. It's real Oneg Shabbos for me, if I have time to read it. So there's an academy, a school. It's an alternative girls high school. This is how I was describing the article. It's not what I'm saying. Alternative girls high school for Brooklyn, for girls for whom there is no alternative. That's what it was described. Rabbi Grossman's a principal. It's called the Beno Chaya Academy.
Grossberg and Rabbi Wallerstein's high school.
Right. So Rabbi Wallerstein started. Who's the principal?
Rabbi Grossberg.
It's called the Beno Chaya, thank you. Beno Chaya Academy is described as the alternative high school for girls for whom there is no alternative. So it was a long article. It was really very, very interesting, very inspiring, and this principal sounds very amazing. But one nakuda I'm going to share with you that a girl once came to him. You know, it says in the article that most girls at graduation stand up in their high schools and they say, I can't believe we graduated. In that school, they say, I can't believe we're alive. So a girl came to him and she said she hates davening. So he said, describe your experience with davening. So she says, after her mother lights candles on Shabbos, she lays in bed reading romance novels and she screams at her daughter, go daven, go daven. So the principal said, no, it's not a joke, this was really written in the article. So the principal, Rabbi Grossberg, said, it's not davening that you hate. So I think that that relates to this idea very much. I could tell my daughter, get dressed for Shabbos, get dressed for Shabbos, get dressed for Shabbos. If I am not dressed for Shabbos, and it doesn't matter how many times I tell her to get, whatever your Shabbos attire is, that's not what we're talking about here. Whatever a person's standard is, it needs to be before, if Shabbos today for me is 5:54 with time to be late, then I need to be dressed by that time. Whatever your Shabbos attire is, if you have a special Shabbos snood, if you have a special Shabbos robe, whatever you dress for Shabbos, it can't be an hour after candles and now it comes to me, now I'm going to get dressed for Shabbos. That's actually not the halacha. The halacha is, and he's specifically speaking to us, it is important for a woman to know about this halacha as well. That I have to be ready for Shabbos when Shabbos comes to the door, and that includes lo yamabushcha shel Shabbos kamabushcha shel chol. Okay, let's go. So something very important to keep in mind, not just keep in mind, to Be'ezras Hashem put into practice. Okay, so don nice clothing. We quoted 2 weeks ago from the Esrim of Mordechai Willig. Shlita. The second halacha is not to be busy when Shabbos arrives, and here, interestingly, he's talking more to the men. Why? This is something he says, quote, men should know. Obviously, women should know. Men and women, this applies to everybody, but he says this is something men should know. Why? Because by the time Shabbos arrives, women generally are finished with everything extra because they're busy with the Shabbos. Many men utilize the moments before candlelight, to take care of last-minute details. They're busy putting away mukzah items today, certainly with the cell phones. I don't know why they still call them cell phones, but whatever they're called, okay? They are busy putting mukta items away. They're completing various small tasks. This is not the proper way. One should be sitting and waiting for Shabbos Kodesh to arrive. I cannot describe. I have so much akarsa tov. First of all, without this class, I wouldn't have said that online. Shana Lawrence wouldn't have texted me. So it was really a conduit for my own personal change. Something I didn't even know I was working on. And second of all, I can tell you if you already taken Shabbos 10 minutes early or 5 minutes early before this event, so you do. I cannot tell you the feeling. Oh, I'll tell you one thing. This is very important. I had my husband call Rabbi Willig to make sure that if I took Shabbos early, it was not mechayev everyone else in the house. Because I wasn't going to do it, because I've heard of Shai Shechter talk about this. And you could read in the biography of Rav Moshe Twersky, Zatzal Hashem Yikom Damo, when a person takes a chumrah upon himself, not halacha, a chumrah. They cannot take a chumrah upon everybody else. You can't force your chumrah. Everyone should ask their own shah. I gave a shir this week. I spoke about not so when Amayu Torah. This one's telling me her rabbi said this. Or I said, whatever your rabbi told you, do. I said this shir 4 times. I'm not telling you what to do. My rabbi said no nuts. This one says only walnuts. This one says only almonds. I said, fine, I'm not telling you. I'm telling you what my psak was. Rabbi Willig said, if I take Shabbos upon myself early, it is important to know. It does not bring Shabbos for everybody else into the house. Because I was not going to do it. Because for Shalom Bias, not only I'm saying my husband, but the kids, what do you mean 20 minutes early? I need the time. I wasn't going to do it. because they don't have to be more machmir than the halacha, especially with kids. It could sometimes have the opposite effect. We can't force chumras. Rabbi Willick said, it's fine. Please don't once at me and tell me your rabbi said something different. If your rabbi said something different, you listen to what you were told. I'm just telling you, it's one important thing to know, that when a person takes a chumra, they cannot force it upon something else. Someone had their hand up. Yes?
So I took my own chumra, which is I set my table for Shabbos Thursday night. So this way, and this doesn't really affect anyone, but it reminds them that Shabbos
is coming.
So I started doing this year.
Okay, so that's what we're saying, that whatever applies to you, take upon yourself, especially this is the most opportune time, this Shabbos, to do it. What a chizuk, Shabbos Shuva, the Shabbos of repentance, the first Shabbos of the year. It's a perfect time to take something upon yourself.
I think also, what I heard, you know, not to be overwhelming, is like you could take it on week by week. Meaning like this week, right. I take on myself to take Shabbos 10 minutes early. So like if there's a week where it's like crazy, or you're stuck in traffic, you're going someplace. Or, like,
oh,
whatever,
so my husband said that to me. My husband said, Michal, make sure it's Bli Neder. Because let's say there's a week when you for some reason can't light
early.
Well,
you take it on week by week.
Right.
Like this week I take on to take
Shabbos. Right, okay. Or, that's right, so that's really in different language, that's also very important to be correct, especially when it comes to chumrah. So, back to this paragraph. Many men utilize the moments for a calendar to take care of last minute details. They're busy putting mukta items away, they're completing small tasks, it's not the proper way. One should be sitting, oh, that was the last sentence I read, I'm waiting for Shabbos to arrive. You cannot imagine the sense of yishuv hadas that I had, sitting on the couch 10 minutes early saying Tehillim, on the counter. I can't explain, it was such a geschmack feeling of ruchnis. I can't describe it. Try it.
I remember a friend of mine was telling me that when she met Rebbetzin Freifeld on a shalom, the original Rebbetzin Freifeld. She remembers her house was very frantic on, her mother's house was very frantic on Friday afternoon. And she once came to the Rebbetzin like a half an hour before Shabbos, and she was sitting on the couch like doing a needlepoint. And she says it changed her whole outlook there of Shabbos. So it's
something to work on. Okay, mm-hmm. Let's go. The Rambam speaks about this. So one sentence from the Rambam. And by the way, I thought that this was very interesting because last time, 2 weeks ago, the question came up, is Shabbos the king or the queen? So I think we reconciled it in class. The Rambam also speaks about this. I'm going to actually now quote the Rambam inside. But in our Sefer, bottom of page 9, one should be sitting respectfully. This is what you just said. Sitting, knitting. And looking forward to greeting the Shabbos as one would go greet the king. So there is the parable that Shabbos is actually king. So I looked up the Rambam, so I'm actually going to quote. If you look at the footnote, Rosh Pinkas tells you where we're quoting from. It's Mishnah Torah Hilchos Shabbos Perek Lamed. So he's quoting one sentence from Halacha Beis. I'm going to quote from a few halachos here. Okay, here we go. So this is Mishnah Torah Hilchos Shabbos. Arba devarim ne'emru b'Shabbos. There are four things that a person has to. It's hard to translate literally. Okay. Arba devarim ne'emru b'Shabbos. Four things were said about keeping Shabbos. Here we go. Shnayim min haTorah, two in yanim of Shmir Shabbos or Deoraisa, v'shnayim min divrei sofrim, and two are from Derabanan. Here we go. V'hein mifarshin al yedei hanaviim, and they are brought down to us in Neviim. Here we go. Shabbat Torah. What are the two aspects of Shabbos that we have to know from Torah? Zachar and Shamar. So I don't think we're going to get to today, but we're going to talk about the Orach Chaim. What does Shmir Shabbos mean? Okay, we're at the very bottom of page 9. The last sentence, I went into the Mishnah Torah to quote it from you inside. So B'Torah Zachar V'Shamar, and we're going to have a beautiful, I don't think it's going to be today, but I brought it just in case, how the Orach Chaim explains what is Shmir Shabbos. Vishenis Parshu Al Yidei Neviim Kibud Ve'Oneg. There are four in Yalim that come to proper enhancement or keeping. Now you have to know all the details under each one. There's Zachar and Shamar, those are De'oraisa, and there's Kibud and Oneg. And those are Derban and Shenemar, Vekarasol Shabbos Oneg, Ulekadesh Hashem Mechubad. So you should call Shabbos a delight, Ulekodesh Hashem, and the holiness of Hashem Mechubad. That is Halacha Aleph, Halacha Beis. Ezehu Kibud. What does it mean to be mechabed Shabbos, right? So what were the four things? Zachar, Shamor, Kibur, and Oneg. Ezu Kibur. Zesh Amru Chachamim. Shemitzvah ala Adam lirchotz panav, yadav, viraglav. So it's not, so it's something, maybe you could just take this upon yourself, that I have in mind when you're taking your shower for Shabbos, that don't just say I'm taking a shower because I'm sweaty, excuse me, or I'm dirty, or I'm hot, or I need to clean myself. You should think, this is the mitzvah of Kibbutz Shabbos. This is brought down in the Rambam, okay? Ezu Kibbutz what? Okay, there you go. So here it is.
Like when you take your walk.
I take my walk.
When you exercise.
Oh, that's v'nishmarta mod enough shosecha. Oh, correct. So I have to fit that in today also. Ezu kibur zeh amru chachamim shemitzvah al adam lerchotz panav v'yadav v'raglav bechamin. What's chamin from cham?
Warm water.
Hot water. Be'erev Shabbos mipnei kavod Shabbos. So washing for Shabbos is part of the mitzvah of Derabanan Kibbutz Shabbos. Umis atef b'tzitzis. He cloaks himself in a tzitzis. V'yoshev b'koved rosh. Meichil lehakabalas p'nei ha-Shabbos. He sits. It's interesting. Yishuv. Once again, we have that word. It's to sit, but it's also to have a sense of Yishuv Hada'as that comes from Shabbos, that also comes from Teshuvah. So what a powerful Shabbos this is. It's Shabbos Shuva. It's Shabbos of Yishuv. It's Shabbos of returning. It's Shabbos of having a seat in the home of Hashem. Unbelievable. Mechil, Mechil means to wait. Miachalim Hashem means those who wait for God. Mechil lehakabalas pnei haShabbos. You should be waiting for Shabbos. Shabbos should not be waiting for you. That's part of Kavod Shabbos. Kimo, listen to the Lashon. I thought this was very interesting. I was preparing in light of our discussion last time. Kimo zhu yotzei v'kras hamelach. That's the Lashon, okay? As if one who's going out to greet the king. So clearly there's a duality. On the one hand, Shabbos is the Melech, and on the other hand, she is the Malka. I spoke about Zachar in the cave last time. I'm not finished this halacha. The Chachamim Harishonim, and the earlier sages, Hayu Mekabtzin Talmideim be'erev Shabbos, the Chachamim Rishonim would gather their students on Erev Shabbos, umis atfim, they would cloak themselves in their talisim, ve'omrim, bo'u v'neitzei v'kra Shabbos ha'melach. So this is the origin, maybe you could say, the early origin. This is before the Kabbalists in Sfas in the 15 and 1600s. But this is the early origin of going out to greet the Shabbos. Bo'u v'neitzei v'kra Shabbos melech. You could see, I'm not making up any words. She's sitting right next to me. I'm just quoting from the rabbi. Okay, halacha gimel. We spoke about this last time and the time before. Umechubad HaShabbos, and today actually, because Rav Pinkos was specifically speaking to women. Umechubad HaShabbos shel yilbash kisus nikia. Now you can imagine the olden days also. You know, my husband, it was interesting, my husband and my son last night, my husband called me over, they were learning Gemara. I know I'm a sech. So my husband said, the Gemara was quoting the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that a person on Chol HaMoed is, I don't know what Masech is, I'm not quoting inside, I'm just telling my husband, said, Michal, it says, a person may wash their hand towels on Chol HaMoed. So first of all, once again, ask your own Shaila, please don't text me, Rabbi told you something else, I'm not giving any Piskei Halacha. So I said to my husband says, you always have an answer, it was a joke, Chas V'Shalom was in jest. So I said, in the olden days, no one being serious, how many towels do you think they had? Okay?
Yeah,
we, Kanai Nahara, I actually had this Shaila last year, Pesach. Someone asked me to host guests the first days and then asked me to host guests the second days. I have one guest bedroom and one set of guest linens. The same person asked me to host two separate guests for first days and second days. So I asked Rabbi Will, what should I do? So he said, you could wash the linens. What am I going to do? Go put the, maybe in the olden days, I know they put the people in the same beds, but today you do not do that. Again, so I was told, so my husband said, the Mishnah says you could wash your towels. So I said, I don't know if today, if you ask the chef, you could really wash your towels, because how many towels do we have known as two tea towels and one hand towel? Okay. So again, it's interesting that the Rambam says, Umechuber HaShabbos sheyilbash kisus nikia. Maybe a person really only had one garment. That's why the Torah says in Mishpatim, if you take your friend's garment as a collateral, he owes you money. So why do you take a collateral? So the halacha is, if you take the day garment, you have to return it to him every morning. And if you take the night garment, you have to return it to him every night. Why? What does he have to wear? One thing. So here the Rambam writes, what should you wear for Kibbutz Shabbos? Kisus nikia. What does that mean? Make sure you're clean. Maybe you didn't have 10 outfits or 20 outfits in your closet. So at the very least, what should you make sure that it's clean? Mm-hmm. Was it you who told me, Rabbi Weinberger said about the pockets in the Holocaust?
Yeah.
The Havdil. So
yeah.
The Weinberger from Reish Kodesh, when many years ago, right?
Many years ago,
gave a shir and said that during the Holocaust, I don't know what camp, Hashem Yirachem Aleinu, that the prisoners obviously were in a matzah of the most extreme gehenim that one could imagine. They still wanted to be Mechabit Shabbos, so they would turn their pockets from the outside to the from the inside to the outside, and they would say the Kavod Shabbos Kodesh. So whatever your attire for Shabbos is, make sure it's clean, make sure it's fresh, make sure it's new, and like what Pinchas says, it's for women also. So the Rambam writes, Mekubar HaShabbos Sheilbash Kusus Nikia V'lo Yeh Malbul Shachol K'Malbul HaShabbos. So we should always make sure to strive that our weekday clothing is not our Shabbos clothing. V'im Eilo Lahachlif. Let's say, so the Rambam addresses this 1,000 years ago, so not everybody, or maybe even today, not everybody has a change of clothing. V'im ein lo lahachlif. Let's say you really don't have. So what should you do? Right, Rambam. Mishalesh taliso kedei shelo yamalbusha kamalbusha Shabbos. So I think it means mishalesh. I think it means to turn over your talis so that your weekday is not like your chol, which is similar to what you said, to at least take out your pockets. Or Rav Yehuda Ami tells that sab. He became the Kor Shiva Yeshiva at Haaretzion with Rav Aaron Lichtenstein. So Rav Yehuda Amital writes in his memoirs, biography, in the Holocaust, he was in work camps. He would take an extra shirt, a prisoner shirt, with him to work on Friday. And when he saw in the sky that he calculated that he thinks it's Shkia time, he would quickly change his shirt and he would just say Shabbat, just, not just, I don't mean to minimize. He would, as fast as possible, put on a different shirt and say Shabbat. So if you have clothing, make sure you change it. If you don't have clothing, which is irrelevant to us today, Baruch Hashem, then do something, turn around the pockets, turn over the talis, put on a different shirt. The Ezra TK, now he brings us a tikkun of Ezra. So first, you are am mechabsim b'chamishi. Interesting, because you brought up Yom Chamishi as part of your preparation for Shabbos. You brought up in terms of setting the table. The Rambam, I'm still in Perek Lamed of Hilchos Shabbos, Halacha Gimel, quotes about when should you wash your clothing. The Ezra TK, you are am mechabsim b'chamishi. When should you wash? What's Chamishi? You set the table Thursday. Mipnei Kavod HaShabbos. So again, they didn't have dryers, and it would take time for your things to dry. So if you're washing it at 1 o'clock in the afternoon Friday, today it could still be dry. You put on quick wash, the whole cycle takes 30 minutes. You put on high in the dryer, and you have clothing. But no, I have to go home and wash a Shabbos shirt. It's not a joke. So as a tikkun, I'm serious. Add exercise, and finish cooking. As a tikkun, Shiyu Amechabsim B'Chamishi. Mipnei Kavod HaShabbos. In Halacha Dalet, he actually talks about eating before Shabbos, that you shouldn't come to Shabbos so full. Okay, I'm not reading the whole thing. Afal pi kein mechubra Shabbos sheyimna adam min hamincho lamala midekbova su'uda. I'm quoting now from last halacha that I'm quoting inside from the Rambam, so we're learning a lot of things here. First of all, what are the four categories in regard to Shabbos? Zachar, Shamar, Kibud, One. That was Halacha Aleph. Two are Deraisa, Zachar Shamar. Two are Tiknu HaSofrim from the Nevi'im, what we could call Derabanan. Oneg, Kavod. Halacha Beis is all about Oneg. What is Oneg? To wash. I'm recapping so we remember. With warm water, to dress like you're ready for Shabbos, like you're going out to greet the king. That's the one line that's in Rav Shimshon Pinchas' Sefer. The early Rishonim would gather their students. They would go out to the field and they're Talisim. Bo'u v'neitze dikwa Shabbos HaMelech. Third halacha was on garments. It should either be diffin or it should at least be kisus nikia. Make sure you're dressed cleanly. So, by the way, that's relevant for us. If you spend the whole day cooking in the kitchen, when you go to light your Shabbos candles, don't wear the dirty clothing that you cooked in. Make sure, Rav Pinchas says, a woman knows the halacha, she has to change before. One more halacha inside. Asur likboa su'uda u'mishta be'erev Shabbos m'bnei kavra Shabbos. It is asur to have a big su'uda and a mishta, a party on Erev Shabbos, because of Kavra Shabbos. In fact, in Europe, I remember my grandmother, Allah Hashem, her first wedding in Europe, it was very common. They got married on Friday, and what was the su'uda? The Friday night su'uda, okay? Her husband and her child were murdered. It was the Shabbos su'uda. Umutar la'echo v'lishtos ad shetechshach. It's mutar to, again, by the way, please, I'm not basking any. Okay, to eat and to drink until it gets dark. I'm not sure what that means because we don't eat and drink until it gets dark. But afal pikein mechubar haShabbos. However, one who wants to be mekabe Shabbos sheyimna adam min hamincha v'lamala lemikboa suuda. He's not talking about mincha when they daven 5 minutes after the candle. He's talking about an earlier mincha. From mincha and on, a person should refrain from being koveya suuda. Now, the question is, how do you define koveya su'uda? But you should not have a whole meal that you come into Shabbos totally full. Kidei sheyikanis l'Shabbos kishuhu misaveh. What does misaveh mean? Taiva. We bring the shir full circle. Does anyone remember how we started? What does Shabbat Shalom mean? What does Shabbat Shalom mean? Oh, what does Shabbat Shalom mean? This was my bookmark for something else, but I just lost it. Synthesis between Gashmius and Ruchnius. So here we bring the shiur full circle. What does the Rambam say? Why should you not be koveya su'uda, too close to Shabbos? Kedei she'ikanes l'Shabbos kishu mit'aveh. Now, taiva is an interesting word, because taiva denotes kivros ha'taiva. That's where the people got into so much trouble in the Midbar. They desired Gashmius. They desired inappropriate relations. They desire too much slav. But here it's used specifically in regard to kibud Shabbos, onek Shabbos, shmira Shabbos, zachar yom Shabbos. You should be mekabel the Shabbos food. That Shabbat, Shabbos Shalom. Shabbat Shalom, it's the synthesis. So I just want to play with one interesting nekuda. If Hashem helps me that I can find it. My son in the summer went to a shir. Please Hashem help me. Rabbi Isaac Rice. What's his? Oh, here it is. Rabbi Isaac Rice. Anshe? Yeah, in Hewlett. So my son went to shir by Rabbi Rice. And my son basically came home and said he's never eating again on Erev Shabbos. he's young, and he's very machmer on himself, and halacha, very medakdik, Baruch Hashem. What?
The whole day?
I don't know what you're saying.
When he's not going to eat.
After lunch, he's not eating anything. But in the summer, Shabbos is very late. And in my house, they're used to having a small bowl of cholent before Shabbos. So I wanted to clarify. Okay. So I texted Rabbi Shabbos. I texted Rabbi Rice. I'm wondering, I have his number. I taught at SKA for a few sessions last year. So I reached out to him. I said, thank you so much for the shir, etc. I'm wondering how you define meal versus snack. Because what Rabbi Rice said is that you could only have a snack, like a piece of cake, not a meal. I'm not giving you the halacha shir. What's interesting is the lashon of the Rambam is, asur mi mincha ulamala milik boa su'uda. You can't be koveya su'uda. Now, the question is, how do you define koveya su'uda? Like one of my other boys said when we were discussing this, for some people, a sushi roll is a su'uda. For some people, a sushi roll is not even an appetizer. So how do you define? So I texted Rabbi Rice. I said, a small bowl of cholent, that's not really a meal. I said, we already eat cholent Thursday. Having the definitions of snacks changed. I was not trying to be the hachas. I really wanted to understand what the halacha is here. Okay. I'm quoting, quote, if a person normally has a snack in the afternoon, then I think the small bowl of cholent on a Friday is certainly acceptable. I think each person can make their own assessment of what is normal, of what is beyond normal after midday. And then he quotes from Chazal, Sha'achar ha-marbe ve'achar ha-mamit u'bilvad she'ikavein adam es libo adayto l'shamayim. Rabbi Arnlich did such a tremendous piece on that. So Rabbi Rai says, Echar ha-marbe, one is more, ve'achar ha-mamit, one is less. For someone, sushi's a meal. For someone, sushi's a snack. U'bilvad she'ikavein adam es da'ato l'shamayim. You have to make sure your das is mekavein l'shamayim. And he writes, quote, very literally, as in pun intended in this case, the goal of the mitzvah, the halacha we just quote in the Rambam, is not to make the person neurotic before Shabbos. It's to appreciate Shabbos even more. So I said, thank you, very helpful. I'm going to show my son your text so that he understands. I'm going to quote it one more time. So the and then we're going to end with this. Afal pi kein mekubet ha-shabbos sheyimna adam min ha-mincha ulamala milik boa keywords. Su'uda. Kidei sheyikane su-shabbos kishu mis'avelach. You should be excited about the meal. What are we having? I want to eat it. It's delicious. It's special, said Rabbi Rice. If a person normally, I won't give my commentary. If a person normally is a snack in the afternoon, then I think the small bowl of cholent on a Friday afternoon is certainly acceptable. I think each person can make their own assessment of what is beyond normal after midday. Echad ha-marba ve'echad ha-mamit u'bilvad she'ikavein adam es da'ato l'shamayim. Very literally, in this case, the goal of the mitzvah is not to make a person neurotic before Shabbos. It is to have them appreciate Shabbos even more. So I think really the shir comes full circle. That we take the gashmias, the clothing, it's gashmias, the food, it's gashmias, and we channel that gashmias on Sabbath to coexist peacefully in harmony with the Ruchnius Ubilvad Sheikavein Adam as Libo Vedato Shemaim. I wish you a meaningful, successful, uplifting Shabbos Shuva. By the way, it's the same word, Shabbos and Shuva. Now we understand the connection of true Yishuv Hadas. And Hashem should help us. Bala Taher, Messiah, and also Amen. We made a wonderful Shabbos and a Gemar Vachasimah Tova to everybody.